It's All Things Considered on HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This weekend, Lucas Nelson back in the islands where he grew up. Lucas, one of the sons of Willie Nelson, who you may or may not know lives some of the year on the Valley Isle. Lucas's band Promise of the Real playing at Charlie's in Paia Friday and Saturday night. Hey, Lucas, thanks for taking some time.
Hey, Dave. Thank you.
Something Real, your latest record, and we'll talk about it in a moment. First, any special guests might be joining you? For example, your pop Willie or your brother Micah or who knows who else?
Yeah, there's a chance any of those folks could show up. My brother, my dad, I think he'll be around. I don't know whether he'll make it to the show or not, but opening for us, we'll have my buddy Pat Simmons Jr., and we'll have Willie Miola.
And I know you're working on a new record, but the last one, the title song of Something Real, what a catchy, rockin', explosive tune. Talk a little bit for me about putting together that song.
I remember writing the lick and then bringing it to the band and kind of working it out with those guys and then writing the lyrics over it. I guess that maybe I was going through some frustrations at the time and feeling like people being flaky. As I was going out with a girl, seemed a little flaky, I guess. And so, you know, it's like, yeah, come on, give me something real, you know.
I like that. As a lead singer, share some of your favorite lead singers in terms of who you credit as influences.
You know, Dad, of course, is one, but, like, I listen to so many different folks, Neil Young, Ray Charles, John Lennon, George Harrison. I mean, I just listen to everybody, and I try and get my own sound based on my influences.
And being a singer is a little different than playing another instrument, too. You really are, like, bringing it right out of yourself, so to speak. How much did he help groom you as a performer? Or you talked about Pat Simmons Jr. going to be there on the island. There's all these other cats who are tight with your pop, who live on the island. How much did some of those other dudes factor into helping you out in your development as you grew up?
Well, they definitely helped. In many ways, just being around them, really, I absorbed a lot of knowledge, and they were very open with imparting their knowledge on all of us kids. So I think just growing up in their proximity, we couldn't help but absorb some of it.
The previous album before that, Monsanto Years, recorded with Neil Young. Give us some context of your relationship with Neil. Very intense.
We've done two records with him so far. We did his record Earth with him, which was the most recent release, and which is a live record from the shows that we've been doing. And then Monsanto Years was before that. Yeah, we just started jamming with Neil a couple years ago, and we just really hit it off. And now we're happy and proud to be his band when he's out on the road, one of his bands at least.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So are you the main group that he's touring with these days?
It seems that way, although, you know, with Neil, you know, things can change at any moment. So we just, luckily, we've got our own things happening in our own careers. Right now, he's not touring as much, so we have an opportunity to, I'm working on a movie with Lady Gaga right now and Bradley Cooper writing and helping produce the music for this film. Star is Born, and so that's taken a lot of time, and the band has been a little bit involved in that as well.
How did you get to know Lady Gaga?
I was at Desert Trip with Neil Young. We played the Desert Trip, which was a show a couple weekends at Coachella. They called it Old Cella with
the older bands.
Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones and The Who and Roger Waters and Neil and Bradley Cooper was there, and he saw us play. I guess he saw me and said, oh, I want that guy to help do the music. And so I came and started consulting with him and helping him. And so I just kind of helping with the direction of the music. And that's where I met Stephanie, Lady Gaga. We really hit it off and started writing together. We just have a lot of admiration for each other. She's just, I think, one of the most incredible singers of our time. And I'm really honored to work with her, honestly, and Bradley.
We'll be looking forward to that. Appreciate getting a little heads up in advance on it, too. Relating to Neil, Neil has the Bridge School benefit concerts that he does. He's been doing them for a very, very long time, where he rallies a whole lot of incredible performers around one venue, Northern California, where they end up raising funds for the Bridge School, which is a place where children who suffer severe physical disabilities are able to be educated and also realize their full potential and also be as comfortable as possible. And for anybody who has had a loved one facing severe disability or themselves as disabled, these concerts can be a very emotional thing to, even if you're not there, if you just watch a video of it. Describe what attendees experience in terms of how the stage is set up and what that must have felt like for you.
You know, a big thing that the artists will do when they get on stage, first of all, it's all acoustic. Even Metallica will go up on stage and you're not allowed to have electric instruments. So it's all acoustic on there. you walk up there on stage, and behind you are all the kids from the school. They're all in their wheelchairs on stage, on the back of the stage. So that's the most emotional part of preschool, is just having the kids up there.
It's got to be about the most special concert that you've ever done, huh? Having all those children there and realizing just what you've got. It's just an opportunity to show enormous gratitude for the gift of mobility.
Well, that's very true. You know, that's that fact is very prevalent that day and during that show. And we share our gifts, and then they share theirs with us. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to a few of them, and it's interesting to see what they think about.
I encourage anyone to head online and take a look at some of the videos of Promise of the Real at the Bridge School Benefits if you want to see something that's truly tear-jerking. Concert like nothing you've ever seen before, and I got to hand it to Neil, the way he has harnessed his own exposure to disability through his children to give back in such an extraordinary way by hosting those Bridge School Benefits.
Yeah, it's a magical evening for sure. I've been to the last five of them, six of them. You know, every time it's pretty beautiful.
Really appreciate you sharing some details about the Bridge School and the last record and your tour and your life, the stuff with Lady Gaga. It's Lucas Nelson, son of Willie. Looking forward to these shows in Paia, and hope you had fun today. Thank you so much for doing this, Lucas.
Thank you, man. I'll talk to you soon. Aloha.
For me, give me something real, baby. See you getting mad. I wanna feel like you're crying for me. Give me something real.